This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. And by Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing of Litchfield. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome inside WSMI Sports Saturday. And big night of basketball coming up here on FM 106. Championship action from the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament.
After 95 years of high school basketball at the Macoupin County Tournament, we've got probably a terrific marquee matchup tonight for both the girls and the boys championship games this evening. So
yeah, if you went back and looked at the history of the title games over the 94 years, I guess, as it is, you're not going to find many more boys-girls combos that are better than what we're going to have tonight. Gillespie Southwestern for the girls, North Mac Staunton for the boys. And Terry, we kind of alluded to it last night during the broadcast, but it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When the Verdon Bulldogs beat the Staunton Bulldogs for the county championship. And, of course, Staunton goes on to win state. Now Verdon and Girard are North Mac, and here we are 20 years later.
How about that? And I think that 93 tournament was at Verdon.
I think you're right.
That year. And so now it's 20 years later, it's at Staunton, and here we go. You know, it's kind of deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say.
That's exactly right. So we're going to talk about the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament throughout the morning here. We'll have, hopefully, all four coaches that will be participating in the championship games on the radio this morning. But, Terry, first things first, believe it or not, girls' regional play is very, very close. The seedings and pairings are out.
That's right. Beginning Monday, the 4th of February, is girls' regional tournament week. Litchfield has a regional tournament, and Southwestern and Litchfield are the top two seeds there. And the tournament will open up on that Monday night with semifinal round games. Listen to these semi games, Tim. Gillespie versus Carlinville and Hillsboro versus Staunton.
How about that?
Oh, man. And, you know, the winner of the Gillespie-Carlinville game will get Southwestern, and the winner of the Hillsboro-Staunton game gets Litchfield. So that's a pretty good regional right there at Litchfield in Class 2A. Another 2A regional will feature North Mac. North Mac gets the number one seed at Auburn. Waverly is number two. Waverly's a terrific team. And, of course, they co-op with Franklin and New Berlin. So Verdon or North Mac gets the top seed. Waverly gets the number two seed. Third seed is Auburn. So North Mac will get the winner of the opening round game, which will be North Green and South Fork. So and that'll start on February 4th as well. And those are the 2A matchups for the most part for most listening area. And then in 1A, Bunker Hill's got a regional, and Bunker Hill won Nokomis 2. These two teams played about 2 weeks ago, and it was a 2 or 3 point ball game, and they're on track to perhaps meet in the championship there. Bunker Hill gets the top seed. They will get the winner of Brussels Mont Olive. Nokomis will take on Calhoun in the semis. So.
And that's how stacked the girls' tournament was at the Macoupin County Tournament. North Mac and Bunker Hill are playing for third place today, and they're both number one regional seeds.
Go figure.
How about that?
Go figure. It's we knew at the beginning of this basketball season, Tim, that the Macoupin County tournament was going to be a loaded tournament on the girls' side especially. I think the boys' side has turned out to be a very pleasant surprise and some fun basketball.
Very competitive.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming into the year and really throughout the year, you know, kind of the scuttlebutt has been, well, boys' basketball is down. Can't really argue it. But girls' basketball is alive and well here in Mid-Illinois.
It is very much alive and well. And again, we talk about benchmarks, you know, being Christmas tournaments, now the mid-season tournaments. You know, you want to be hitting your stride about right now, especially if you're the girls. You're, 3 weeks out from the regional tournament. So now is the time to be hitting your stride, getting things getting your scheme down. So we're looking forward to the postseason, but we still have a lot of good basketball between now and then. But it's just hard to believe that here we are on the 19th day of January, we're already talking postseason for girls basketball. So, wow.
Crazy. Goes fast, don't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, in 2 weeks we'll be doing the boys. It's flabbergast. And basketball is the longest season, traditionally. It's about a four-month season. But, boy, it's flown by this year to
me. That makes the Hillsboro-Litchfield game on the 26th a little bit more important.
What, boys?
Girls.
Oh, girls.
Yeah. right before the region?
More important than any other Hillsborough-Litchfield game?
No,
I don't think so.
I'm just saying it'd be a nice little preview.
Except that it's a conference game.
Yeah, well, that's the important part. But with the seedings already determined, you know, that's just more typical Hillsborough-Litchfield bragging rights situation.
Yeah. The great thing about rivalries are, a lot of times you can just pitch the records.
That's right.
It doesn't make a darn bit of difference how good or not good you are. It's a rivalry night, and you know, emotions are a little bit higher, the adrenaline's flowing a little bit more, and you know, it's just when you have packed houses and high school kids, it's fun. And I mean, it's not just high school kids, it's at the NBA and every other level of sports. So.
Everybody loves to play
in
front of a full house. They just do. It's just funner.
Yeah, no, humans like that.
That's right. It's just, there's something unsettling to me personally, like being in a gym
with six people.
Yeah, when there's not many people there, it's almost uncomfortable.
It is.
You know, when you can hear the ball bouncing, you hear every squeak of the sneakers, you know.
And that's the great thing about the Staunton gym.
Yes.
Staunton's gym is an old-style gym. It's not the most acoustically perfect gymnasium, which is great for ambience, because it's noisy, and I like gyms that are noisy. Whether we're broadcasting or watching, it's just a fun gym to be in. So, and you know, when the band gets to playing and the drums get to pounding and you can feel your internal organs vibrating, that's really...
That's right. When you can't hear yourself think, you know it's a good atmosphere.
And by the way, Staunton's been terrific host for us this week, and we thank them. And always a pleasure to... We at this radio station enjoy such good relationships with our area schools, and they treat us so well. Not everybody gets that, so we appreciate it. We do not take it for granted, trust me.
Absolutely not. And there's so many hours that go into every single day when you're hosting a tournament like this. I mean, like Troy Redfern, the athletic director, and all the volunteers, I mean, they're putting in, figure, school day, you know, 8 to 3 or whatever it is.
18-hour days, maybe?
Maybe you're home for an hour if you get to go home at all. Yeah. Then you're back at the gym.
Home,
you're there till 10 o'clock.
Go home, strap on some deodorant, and come on back.
That's exactly right. Reapply.
Yeah. That's what radio guys do.
Exactly.
The good thing about that tournament, though, it rotates location to location.
And next year it goes to Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Yeah, Gillespie will have it next year, I think. So.
And I always like it when it does actually go to the different schools. There was that period where Carlinville, it was always at Carlinville, and then the, you know, whatever school would host at Carlinville. Carlinville's a great facility.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something about it rotating town to town around Macoupin County. You get to see all the different gyms, you know. Yeah. Something about it being at Staunton, next year in Gillespie. Mm-hmm. There's just something about it to me that's neater when it's in a different site every year.
Well, six of one, half dozen of another, but the people who like hosting these tournaments get a kick out of it. It's a little bit extra, you know, revenue for the school, and at least we hope it is, and you know, that's just the way it is, whether you like it or not. And we certainly have some nice facilities to host these tournaments in. So
it's additional revenue for the school and town too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we will have live coverage of the Macoupin County tournament beginning tonight at 6:20 here on FM 106. But there is other basketball being played around the state. And Terry, the Nokomis Redskins, how about the Skins, playing for the championship at the Litchfield Invitational?
Are you shocked?
No.
Nah.
Not really.
You know, they were the second seed in their pool, and Painter was actually the number two seed overall and was the top seed in their pool, and Nokomis beat Painter, which doesn't happen very often, quite frankly. And once they did that, we're going, how about that? Those Redskins are going to be in the championship game, or at least have a good shot at it, and now they are. They won last night against Columbia, which I think Columbia was the number three seed overall. And they beat Columbia 45-40 last night. So Skins match up with Roxana tonight, number one seed. So
who knows?
Oh, that's why they play them.
That's right. The thing working against Nokomis against Roxana, I would say, is just pure size. Yeah. Roxana's so big.
They are absolutely huge. I mean, they're 6'5",
something like that.
They're incredibly huge.
But of course, the great equalizer with Nokomis is that ball press, and we've talked about it so many times, Terry. Whether it's the Illini or any team that is undersized, the way you counteract that is pressure the ball.
Pressure the ball.
Really, around this area, nobody pressures the ball better than Nokomis.
You know, if you throw this out there, you've got Nokomis pressuring the ball on the boys' side, and really now Southwestern girls. They do a lot of pressuring, but probably not not as much as...
it's more man-to-man. It's all man-to-man for Southwestern. But I was just thinking that, Terry. You basically read my mind that Southwestern girls, Nokomis boys, are basically the same program in terms of the consistency, year in, year out. They're always the team to beat. Whenever they take the floor, that's always the other team's season, for lack of a better term.
And what's interesting about these programs with, and of course, they've had coaches that have been in place for a long time, the ability to take the talent that you have and put it in the right spot, that's not always the easiest thing to do, and get the most out of your talent. And, you know, I think Steve Kimbrough probably does as good a job as anybody around. And has done it for a long time. So, yeah, Skins are in the championship game at Litchfield, which is one of the great tournaments, in-season tournaments in the state, and they will play tonight at 7:30 in Simmons Gymnasium. In fact, all the games today will be at Simmons Gymnasium, and this is how it shakes out at Litchfield. Greenville takes on Metro East Lutheran at 2:30 for 7th place. Civic Memorial against Pena for the 5th place battle at 4 o'clock. Mount Zion and Columbia for 3rd at 6, and then Roxanne and Nokomis at 7:30 at Simmons, so... I'll have a heck of a crowd there.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun tonight at Litchfield.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have a lot of fun at Staunton tonight at the 95th Annual Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. We need to get to a break. When we come back, we will hopefully catch up with all four coaches who will be participating in Championship Night in the Macoupin County Tournament. Back with more after this.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with 4 locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's Restaurant in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires, complete exhaust service, and heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. So when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield.
And at 9:16, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny and windy for today. Expect highs of around 55 degrees. It'll be clear and a little colder for tonight. We'll have a low of around 20. And then heading into Sunday, becoming cloudy and colder. Expect a high Sunday in the low 30s. Right now at 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 41 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For many saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
So, Benat, thank you very much. And it's going to be a big night at Staunton High School, the 95th Annual Macoupin County Basketball Tournament. It kicks off at noon today. Our live coverage begins at 6:20 tonight with the Girls' Championship at 6:30, Southwestern and Gillespie. And then the boys' title game has North Mac taking on Staunton. And joining us on the phone right now, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, Steve Moore. Steve, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And I know the county is holds a special place in your heart. So, big night for the Dogs.
Yeah, to be playing at home and have a chance to win it, definitely kind of an exciting time for us. You know, North Mac, though, is really well-coached and very talented, and so we'll have our hands full tonight. But I heard you guys saying it was the 20th 20th year, it was up at Verdon, and they beat us, and we went on win state. So, that just kind of adds to the allure, I guess.
What are the odds of that? It's just kind of weird that it works out that 20 years later, you're hosting, and you're playing North Mac, of course, which is Verdon and Girard. It's just kind of one of those oddities of sports, but that's going to be a lot of fun. But I guess it's one of those things. The kids that are on the team now, they weren't even born then. So, what do they really know about it?
Right. For me, I'm thinking, well, win-win then. If we can either win the county or if we lose, we win state. with the kids, it is. They've heard about the 93 team. They see the trophy case and all that. But for them, there's no memory. There's no recollection there at all, obviously, having not been born. So, it's just kind of a neat story, but it really has no bearing on tonight's game, I wouldn't think.
And really, it shouldn't have any bearing on tonight's game, Steve, because, you've got – it's two different programs now, two different – and basketball's changed from 20 years ago. It's not the same style of basketball.
Oh, yeah. Just the way that I was taught basketball to how I teach it now is just totally different. Everything's just all about being physical and, taking contact and how to, take away angles and things like that. Back then it was just dribbling, shooting, passing, and then now it's just we teach it and just approach it totally differently.
Well, Steve, your Bulldog team this year, senior laden, and that's always good for a coach. Last night, you get down 8-0 right out of the gate. You call that timeout, and I guess just take it from there. Whatever you said, it worked.
Well, I'd love to take credit, but I think really just I just tried to tell the kids, hey, slow down. I think we had a pretty good crowd there, and I think I told you guys after the game, our kids were probably trying to win the county in one possession, and, it's obviously a process. But I told them just take a deep breath, slow down, and, play the way you're capable of playing. Because we were trying to do things, we put in some new offensive stuff, but do things that we had not practiced at all. And I'm like, just chill out and stay true to the process. And, then they went back out there. Sometimes you just need to give them a second to refocus. So I was very proud of how they responded to that situation.
Sometimes you have to breathe. Just take a deep breath.
Right.
Get the oxygen flowing.
These are young kids. So.
Yeah.
Steve, you guys were fabulous from the foul line last night. I think 19 of 21 is what I had you for the ball game. And when you can shoot foul shots like that in a tournament setting on the championship side of the bracket, you're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I told the kids last night, if we can keep that up, we stand a pretty good chance tonight. But first off, when I heard the number, I thought, that got written down wrong because I've never had a team shoot that well. You make plays when you need to make them. If you're going to be a great team, and last night we had some kids really step up at the foul line and, also in other situations throughout the night.
You mentioned your opponent tonight, North Mac, a very well-coached team. As you've looked at North Mac on film and you've seen him in person here over the course of the week, what is it about them that concerns you the most, I guess?
Well, it's just one thing is they're real explosive. They got an outstanding scorer who scores, mostly through jump shots, but he can get to the lane too. He can score in a multitude of ways. And so he can definitely kind of put pressure a little bit on our zone. And then, they can handle the ball, but yet they're relatively big too. I know their bigs aren't huge scorers for them, but they can throw a lot of people at you. So, then you add with Coach Wilson, who always has his teams extremely well prepared. It's going to be a tough matchup, but, I think that if our kids come to play, even though they're the top seed, I think it's actually a pretty even matchup on paper. So it's just going to really come down to who executes down the stretch.
And that's all, really, you hit the nail on the head, and that's the crux of the whole matter, is just doing what you do and do it well.
Right. We scout our opponents and all that, but this year we've kind of taken a step back and really focused on our team more so than the opponent, because I feel like we got a talented team. It's senior laden, like you said, and if we play our game on most nights, we should be fine. And so we've just really just focused with the kids on doing what we do well, and we'll obviously prepare you for what the opponent's going to throw at you. But it's just a matter of if we execute, we feel pretty good about that going into the game.
And seeing the Bulldogs this year, Steve, comparing them to last year, there's just a whole nother level of comfort on the floor with the Dogs this year, to me.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I kind of thought we were past some of our inexperience or whatever. Last year we won the county. I think we were 14-10 or something like that coming out of it and had some real winnable games down the stretch and just kind of fell apart. And I think that the kids, really learned from that to their credit. And so, this year I would agree. We're a different team. It's a very unselfish group. They really play well together. And I think they pick each other up very well. When somebody's down, you know, somebody else not only picks them up, but picks up their own game as well.
Steve, obviously the 1-3-1 zone makes you guys a tough matchup for whoever you're playing on any given night, but A.J. Sitko, when you can put him on the point of that 1-3-1, he's a harasser. But last night you slid him into the middle, put Tom Hohmeyer up top, and when you can have that length and athleticism on the point of that zone, boy, it makes it a different defense.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, every team, the way they attack us, it puts pressure on different guys. And so we'll make some adjustments to kind of ease that pressure, I guess you can say. Some teams pressure our bottom guy more, and other teams force our wings to be more accountable. And so when we made that little change with Billy being in foul trouble a little bit, you know, the kids responded well. Tom Hohmeyer did an excellent job up top, you know, directing the offense where we wanted it to go. I think a lot of people think, yeah, you're playing a zone, it's just the same, you know, vanilla type thing every night out, but it's not. It depends on who we're playing and how we kind of want to push them to areas that we feel comfortable in.
It can be that type of zone, but it isn't with Staunton. That's
well,
the difference.
I guess so, and, you know, certainly we're not acting like we invented basketball, but we feel very comfortable with the way we play it, and, you know, it's obviously been pretty bad in the past as well, but it's won us a few games here recently, so we're not going to get away from what we feel comfortable with.
Steve, this is kind of a benchmark for the season, the in-season tournament. You come through the Christmas tournaments, and then you get to the county tournament, and this is one of these times where you kind of step back and take a look at the record, take a look at your ball club. You know you've got about 6 weeks of basketball left before the postseason hits. As you take a look back, are the Bulldogs where they should be right now, or are you pleased with the progress?
Yeah, I'm pleased. You know, you get that schedule. I think every coach and probably player does this. You get the schedule and you look like, we can get that one, we can get that one. And I thought there was no game on our schedule we couldn't compete in. I knew Jabot and Roxana, two of our losses, that on paper, you know, we weren't going to match up real well. But to be 16-4, I mean, I think it surprised a lot of people because we did show a lot of inexperience and things last year. But at the same rate, if we were 18-2 or something like that, that quite honestly wouldn't surprise me either. I think these kids are talented. And like I said, when they play together and play unselfish basketball and play hard, you know, we're pretty tough to beat.
Steve, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. Best of luck tonight, and we'll see you this evening.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Steve Moore, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, the defending Macoupin County champion. So,
and the neat thing about Steve is he has such a wonderful knowledge of the legacy of Staunton basketball and athletics. You know, we talked about the book that he put together, and it's just really kind of a neat thing, the hometown kid, and you know, what it means to the community. And here's another opportunity.
Right. Well, and I hadn't really thought about it until we were talking to Steve. You know, Terry, you and I, you know, we remember the 93 state championship, so we're talking about it, reminiscing. Kids in high school, they weren't even born. You know, they weren't even born. So to them, that's irrelevant,
right.
I guess you could say.
Right.
The more important, I guess, thing for Staunton is they're the defending champion.
Right.
That
right.
they remember.
That they remember, and that, you know, and now they're on their home floor, so they certainly don't want it to be, have it ripped away from them. You know, and that's what the kind of the attitude that Staunton's going to have tonight. You know, you're not going to allow North Mac to rip that away from you. On the other hand, North Mac is physical enough, quick enough, talented enough. They're going to, you know, they're very capable of doing that tonight.
Absolutely. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the North Mac Panthers, TJ Wilson. TJ, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And you are in a familiar position once again playing for the county championship. You've been there a lot of times, whether it's with Girard or North Mac. Just your thoughts on playing for the title tonight.
Yeah, that was one of our goals coming into the tournament. It's actually been the goal to every tournament we've been in this year, and we managed to make it to the championship game and the other two. However, we came up short in both of them, finished second, so we'd like to try to finish this one off tonight.
And you get in these tournament settings, even though you may be the top seed, getting to the title game is no guarantee. You still got to go out, play your opponents, and you've been tested in your two pool play games so far.
Yeah, we have. Both of them were because of us turning the ball over too much, so I hope we can take better care of it tonight, and it will be okay.
Sometimes you get in games like a tournament game like this, TJ, and kids kind of speed the game up a little bit, and they get a little sloppy from time to time, and it's just a matter of getting them slowed down and getting them to play within themselves. It's kind of a cliche thing, but it's so true. They have to be able to play within themselves and play at the proper tempo.
Yeah. we try to, actually with this team, we're kind of got some good guards, so we kind of try to spread the floor and let them kind of play without me calling so many sets. And sometimes we do it well and sometimes we don't. When we get the ball to the right spot, then we have good opportunities to score, but sometimes we take it to the corner and double and triple teams and don't make very good decisions. That's kind of what happened in the second half last night against Southwestern.
TJ, the evolution of Tommy Ulinski to me has been very interesting. Of course, he's been playing basketball for you for a long time, and he's kind of gone from a role player to the star. Just kind of talk about the transition of Tommy from underclassman to now a senior leader.
Yeah, he was always kind of, played with the ball in his hands the whole time growing up in junior high and even into his freshman year. Then when he was a sophomore, we had James Emery and some other guards, and he kind of had to learn to play off the ball, and I think he's done that pretty well. He still likes to put the ball in his hands and, at the end of the game situations, in the quarters, and see if he can make a play. But he's made a nice transition to playing without the ball, and he's good with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, it'll be a heck of a crowd there tonight, man. That place will be electrified, won't it?
I hope so.
TJ, you don't see a zone a lot. Obviously, most teams play man-to-man. So you get Staunton tonight. They're playing a 1-3-1. You don't really have a practice in between. I assume you probably have a walkthrough this morning, but what type of challenges does that present getting ready for a defense that you don't normally see?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, we've seen a lot of zone this year, and actually a lot of triangle, too, on Tommy and Tayton. So the few times we've played against 1-3-1, we've actually, knock on wood, this year we've done really well against it, so hopefully it continues tonight.
I guess obviously a key against the zone is always have shooters, and you've got those.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why we're kind of part of the zone. I hope so. Then Tayton and Tommy, and even Noah steps up because they a lot of the teams have shaded Tommy and Tayton, and Noah had a real big game against Rout in this tournament over to Waverly. Had like 9 or 10 points in the third quarter, and we kind of opened it up where they left them alone. Even last night, Southwestern was playing man, but they were really sagging on the help side. Letting those other guys shoot, and at one time Connor McFresh caught the ball at the top of the key and made a little shot fake when he had the shot, and then he kicked his Tommy in the corner, and I got on his butt coming to timeout. I said, shoot the ball, but then Tommy made the shot. He said, he made it, coach, it's okay. So very, very unselfish.
I guess, TJ, obviously from a coaching perspective, you'd rather have to teach selfishness than unselfishness.
Oh, yeah, definitely. These kids play real well together, and share the ball, and that's what takes to have good teams.
The program is in place at North Mac. It's a steady program, a solid program, and it's been a lot of fun to watch, and it should be a terrific ball game tonight, TJ. We certainly appreciate you joining us here this morning on Sports Saturday.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, TJ Wilson, the head coach of the North Mac Panthers. It'll be them and the Bulldogs for the county crown tonight.
And he's right with the three potential outside shooters that North Mac has, and they're the kind of guys that, man, if they get hot, they're going to carry a ball club, and you could go from a 2-point lead to a 10-point lead in a blink of an eye.
Absolutely. And remember what happened to Staunton in the holiday tournament when Lincolnwood got hot from distance. See what happens.
Yeah, that's why they play the games.
That's exactly it's going to be a great ball game. And the championship semifinals in both the girls tournament and the boys' tournament were absolutely sensational.
I don't know. It's been a long time, I think, since we've had both semis, boys and girls, as competitive as we had this year. They were both terrific.
And I think part of the reason they were so great is there was no upsets early.
Right.
So we had the top four seeds in both the girls and the boys, and boy, did they live up to the billing on Thursday and Friday nights. We're going to take a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. When we come back, we hopefully will talk to Steve Woolley and Kevin Gray. We will do that following these messages on WSMI.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you'll file this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. So it's important to file your return with professionals like the ones at H&R Block who understand the new rules. And with your return, we'll also provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your tax options with your estimated costs for coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage.
Call H&R Block in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Staunton.
And let's get back now to more Sports Saturday. Once again, here's Jim Mize and Terry Tote.
Tobinat, thank you very much. And we thank TJ Wilson and Steve Moore for a few minutes of their time as they will be squaring off tonight for the championship in the Macoupin County Tournament.
And everywhere we go for the county tournament every year, great host. These schools do a very wonderful job of hosting the tournament. They take a lot of pride in it. You know, it's been around for 95 years. It's not the easiest thing to spend a whole week, actually, you know, from Saturday to Saturday, running a tournament with all those games. It puts extra strain on the personnel. You know, they have to keep so many things in the hospitality rooms because the officials come and go and that sort of thing. So, you know, kudos to all the people who are associated with the tournament. We appreciate what they do.
Absolutely. So we've talked about North Mac and Staunton, kind of, you know, the history that it was 20 years ago. But you want to talk about history.
Well, you pointed out last night in the chronology of your life.
Yes. Southwestern Gillespie girls. There was a period of time from 94 to 2007 where they were the only two teams that won the county. That's a long time. I graduated eighth grade. Graduated high school, graduated college, and got a job before somebody other than Southwestern or Gillespie won the Macoupin County Championship.
So that's pretty amazing. And so it's kind of like old times again with Southwestern versus Gillespie. And that's always a fun – because the rivalry – there's a lot of rivalries, but this in girls basketball is the rivalry
around here.
County.
This is it. Yeah. Kevin Gray, the head coach of the Gillespie Miners, joining us on the phone right now. And Kevin, we were just talking about the history of Southwestern and Gillespie in the Macoupin County Tournament. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Oh, yes, it should be. Yep. Looking forward to it.
Kevin, you've gotten this Gillespie program back in a relatively short amount of time, and obviously the defense has been what has keyed the resurgence of the Miners program.
Well, we don't have a lot of size. I took this program over 5 years ago, I also did the middle school. So this group of seniors, they were eighth graders then, and I could see right away that our asset was our team speed and our quickness. And so from that point on, I just really implemented and tried to stress that, we were going to have to play to our strength, and our strength was going to be play a lot of pressure defense, get in the passing lanes, try to speed the other team up. And since we didn't have a lot of strength, of course we didn't shoot the ball well at the middle school level, and they found out that a way to score was off of steals. And so it sort of all fed itself, and we bought into it. And now that they're a little older, we do shoot the ball a little better. Some nights, when we shoot it real well, we're pretty dangerous. So, but the thing that they have done consistently, and then, there's a few games during the year that you don't play with the defensive intensity and the energy level that coaches would like to see. But the consistent component for us has been our defense. Yep.
I'm talking to a couple of coaches in the county, Kevin, they've commented to me that Gillespie is just such a pain in the butt to play against because there's just never an easy possession for the opposition.
I think we play like some of the boys teams, better boys teams. That's how the better boys teams play. I say we have to. I mean, we have to force the other team to play a little bit faster than what they're accustomed to, and we have to force them farther away from the paint. And when we do that, we can compete. When the other teams do a better job handling the ball and, we don't play as aggressive as maybe what we should, the ball just gets deeper and puts a lot of pressure on us.
And, Kevin, I've always thought that the greatest compliment that whether it's an individual girls basketball player or a girls team can get is they play like boys. To me, that's the best compliment that you can give a girls team.
Yeah, I think so.
Kev, when you see you on the sidelines, you're so calm. There's no way you can be that calm inside during these games. But, man, on the outside, you are as calm could be.
Well, the girls know that I can be just the reverse.
That's what practice is for, right?
They've seen the other side. But, yeah, I try to remain calm. You know, at times it's difficult. But I think also, you know, the more calm you are, I think a lot of times, you know, you can analyze and look at it, not get caught so much up in emotions. And, you know, I think the girls, being around girls now, of course, you know, for the period of time I have, you know, I don't think girls react very well consistently, you know, with the, you know, the other approach. And so, you know, I try to remain calm, talk to them, you know, level-headed. But, you know, it's a struggle at times because, you know, you like to just erupt after seeing several things happen repeatedly that, you know, talked about and discussed. But, yeah, believe me, inside I'm turning a little bit.
Kevin, you guys won a regional last year, of course, but I would imagine if you guys could bring home the county championship, that would really be high on the list.
Yeah, it would be. I'm real excited and happy for my five seniors because, guys, they really have been the core group that's turned this around. They have big numbers in middle school, and we still have five. And, you know, they've been on the bottom side of this, and, you know, they had to play a lot when they were young, and you know, because of the lack of strength and size, you know, they got beat up quite a bit. But that five seniors, you know, I'm really glad that they have a situation here to play for a county title. And the four juniors, you know, that are playing, I mean, they make a nice group. We'll play nine girls tonight, and I don't think there's a lot of teams around the area that feel comfortable playing eight or nine girls.
Well, that's what makes you guys.
You know, that's our approach.
That's what makes you so tough, Kevin. The way you play in your face, you're just rotating in fresh legs all the time. So you guys, you're in great shape and you're never tired.
Well,
at least it doesn't look like it.
We have to. I mean, the way we play exerts a lot of energy, and I couldn't do that, you know, with just playing five or six girls. So, you know, we have a lot of confidence in everybody, and you know, I think the game the other night against North Mac probably. Indicates that, you know, one of our better players, you know, didn't have our best game. But, you know, we were able to have the other people step up and contribute. And, you know, that makes us also, I guess, a little bit harder to defend because you never know when really the points are going to come from.
Kevin, one thing that girls basketball sometimes faces is the fact that you don't play in front of a whole lot of people during the regular season, but you get into a tournament situation like the regional or maybe the county championship, you're in front of a pretty good crowd. Is there any different approach that you take prior to the game in preparing the kids and playing in front of a crowd?
I really can't because you just don't face it enough. Just hope that your girls can settle in, realize it's just after all the hoopla that just goes up, and after you run up and down the floor a couple times, it's just another basketball game.
Well, Kevin,
only difference is, you know, hand the trophy out at the end. But,
well, Kevin, your opponent tonight, the Southwestern Lady Piasaw Birds, they have been there before. Just talk a little bit about Southwestern and the challenges they present.
We scrimmage each other this summer. And after the scrimmage, you know, I told our girls, I said, wow. I said, you know, we're going to be playing Southwestern, and basically you're going to be seeing that style day in and day out in our practice because it's not the typical Southwestern team that had either, you know, 2 6-foot-2 girls or 1 6-foot girl with a lot of strength. And he played a lot of high-low, dominate the paint. And, you know, this team's very similar to us. Every one of their girls can put the ball on the floor. They're very skilled. They can play fast. They play pressure defense. A lot of similarities.
Kevin, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight in this ball game, and we thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and we'll see you tonight.
Oh, thanks, guys. Hopefully it's a good game. Appreciate
Absolutely. Kevin Gray, the head coach of the Gillespie Miners. It will be a good game.
It will be a good
it
game.
Will be it will a be good a good game. Game.
It'll be there. You know, there's just too much. There's pride in both programs, and it is the county tournament, which is to people who are not from Macoupin County may not understand what it means to county schools and the coaches and the participants. So this is a big deal, and it'll be a good crowd tonight, and probably a darn fine ball game.
This is the type of game, even before it tips off, mm-hmm. I hope it goes to overtime.
Could very well be that way.
Just something about Southwestern Gillespie for the county title just feels like it should go to overtime.
Yeah, it's we spoke a little bit about Kevin's demeanor on the sideline, and I think that's very important to boys or girls basketball teams. You're under control. The coach is under control. The team tends to be under control, and a lot of times the teams are a reflection of their coach, and certainly. Gillespie can be that way. And any basketball team needs to know the right time to use emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And there are times to do that. But still, for the long haul, you got to be under control.
Kevin made mention of it. Southwestern and Gillespie defensively, they're mirror images.
Yeah, they are.
If you like ball pressure,
yes.
Come to this game tonight because you're going to see it for the full four quarters.
First team to 30 wins.
Very well might be. Very well might be. Whoever takes care of the ball the best. And I tell you what, Maddie Greeling, outstanding freshman for Southwestern. Get ready because you're going to have those Gray Twins on you all night long. And I say whoever turns the ball over the fewest times wins the game. That's how I see it.
In a championship matchup like this, that would probably be the one stat other than the score that you would have to check. Yes, absolutely. It's should be a terrific matchup between two old foes who actually are two new foes because of the new personnel and the rebuilding of the program. So, It'll be good to see Southwestern Gillespie going at it for the girls' championship tonight.
Our live coverage will get underway about 6:20 tonight here on FM 106. We need a break. Sports Saturday back following these messages.
Listen tonight for live coverage of the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Brought to you by Cravagna Family Funeral Homes in Gillespie, Benelde, and Bunker Hill. Sunrise Skilled Nursing and Rehab in Verdon. Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Carlinville. The Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville. And by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedule, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny and windy for today. Expect the highs in the mid-50s. Clear and colder for tonight. We'll have a low of around 20 degrees. Heading into Sunday, becoming cloudy and colder. We'll have highs in the low 30s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy and cold. We'll have highs in the upper 20s. The lows falling to about 5 above. At 9:47, we have a temperature reading of 42 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest.
If you're a farmer or an agribusiness, it's good to bank with people you know and trust. Hi, I'm Jim Miller. I specialize in ag lending, and Security National Bank's ag lending staff is experienced and ready to serve all your farming needs. We offer competitive rates. Stop by and see us today or log on to securitynb.com to find out more. Security National Bank, your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, with four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:48, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
Tobinot, thank you very much. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. And a big night of basketball, not only at the Macoupin County Tournament, but at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament as well.
Coming up tonight at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, the Redskins of Nokomis battling Roxana. Roxana is an absolutely huge team, but if there's one team that you figure's got a pretty good shot at winning this thing against Roxana. It's probably Nokomis, and they play at 7:30 tonight at Simmons Gymnasium. And Roxana is the number one seed in the tournament. So 7:30 tonight, be a heck of a crowd at Simmons Gymnasium. Prior to that, it's 6 o'clock. Mount Zion takes on Columbia. That's a pretty good matchup for a third place game there. And then you go all the way down to the fifth place game with Civic Memorial and Pena. That's not too shabby either. So that's a tough tournament.
That's why the Litchfield Invitational tournament is so fabulous, because you've got a fifth place game like that.
Yeah. You've got a fifth place game with two teams like Civic Memorial and Pena, and even Greenville Metro East Lutheran for seventh place. I mean, there's two quality teams there. So it's a tough tournament all up and down the line. And again, the uniqueness of that tournament, you start out in pool play, and then you go to the brackets. And they'll have a terrific crowd tonight at Litchfield High School. So, and they always do a great job of running the tournament.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
so we're looking forward to seeing how those games progress at Litchfield tonight as well. So.
Absolutely. And there were some other games around the state last night outside of the Litchfield Invitational and the Macoupin County Tournament.
We had just a few of the other boys teams in action. Lincoln would beat Tri-City last night, 61-38. Riverton over Athens, 49-44. Illini Central beat Pawnee, 68-30. And Vandalia beat Patoka, 58-40. Some of the other boys games around the area. And once we get beyond this week, then we're pretty much back to the regular type schedule for the basketball, and most of the in-season tournaments will be done. Although there are still a couple, but most of the in-season tournaments like this particular week of the month of January. So
as the in-season tournaments wrap up, the postseason seedings and pairings are out for the girls' regional. We talked about them at the beginning of the show, but there's going to be some dynamite regional matchups coming up.
Well, and you look at the 2A matchups, and we mentioned where Litchfield's going to have a regional tournament. What's really interesting when you look a little bit deeper into it, Tim, is that Litchfield will be one regional of four that feeds into the North Green sectional. Auburn is another regional.
Wait a minute, North Green's got a sectional?
How about that?
Huh.
North Green's
That's
got
weird.
A sectional, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Liberty has a regional as well, and Pittsfield, a perennial powerhouse, is the top seed there. Liberty is the number two seed, so still, you know, that's a pretty formidable regional tournament there. And then Riverton's hosting a regional where the Lady Hawks are ranked number one, and Williamsville number two. Mm. So, you know, that's a formidable regional tournament. So you get into the North Green sectional, you got a pretty much a loaded sectional tournament there. Not quite a Quincy Notre Dame as we saw last year's Q&D's now up to 3A where they belong, but still a pretty formidable sectional tournament at Whitehall coming up beginning, I think that's Monday, February the 11th, they start there.
Say what, the team that advances out of that sectional very well might take home some state hardware.
Well, it's very very possible, and they will feed into the super sectional at University of Illinois Springfield, which is a very neat facility to play, and they would get teams out of the Clifton sectional. At Decatur St. Teresa, the top seed there will be Clinton. Moreau Forsyth is number two. At Tolono, Champaign St. Thomas More, an extremely good team playing there. At Westville, St. Joe Ogden is the top seed there. And then Watsika will come out of the Hoopston area.
Whatever team comes out of that North Green sectional will have beaten quality opponents to get there. And they're going to have such confidence.
Well, you know, not only are they going to beat quality opponents, they're going to have to beat quality opponents every night of the regional. It's not just, you know, you're going to play a play-in game type situation. You're going to beat good teams no matter who you play in the regional tournament. So that's going to be a loaded 2A sectional there. The Bunker Hill regional back to 1A, where Bunker Hill and Nokomis are seated 1 and 2. That will feed into the Lebanon sectional, and that's kind of unusual. We haven't seen Lebanon hosting a sectional, at least as of late, for our local teams anyway. And the winner of the Bunker Hill regional will get the winner from Oakville. Gee, there's a name that pops up in girls basketball once in a while.
From time to time.
And Oakville's the top seed at the regional there at Oakville. So, and Centralia Christ our Rock Lutheran is number two. Carrollton gets the top seed at the regional at Greenfield. And at Valmeyer, it's Lebanon, the top seed, and Metro East Lutheran number two. So, again, not you expect it to be good teams once you get to the sectional tournament. You play the regionals, you get the best teams from the area representing you in the sectional tournament, and everybody's good once you get to the sectional tournament. So it's
absolutely
just a matter of, you know, are you on your game?
That's exactly right. Like we talked about before. It's not the best team that wins.
Yeah.
It's a team that's playing the best at the right time.
And that's why we talk about this being one of the benchmarks of the basketball season. You know, the in-season tournaments, the middle part of January. How are you playing? For the girls, you've basically got 3 weeks left. For the boys, you've got about 6 or 7 weeks, maybe 6 weeks left in the basketball season. So, you know, you kind of start saying, well, you know, if we're going to survive and do anything in the postseason, we may have to do a little adjustment here or there. But the time is rapidly, and I cannot believe how fast the season has gone by. It flies by. And I know it's the longest season of any sports season, but it seems to have flown by for me. So
it has flown by, and can't help but wonder if the Illini have anything left.
Boy, that's
they are on the exact same path they were a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, last year they got off to such that great non-conference start, hit the Big Ten, and just fell apart. And wouldn't you know, the exact same thing is unfolding here this year.
You know, and once they got really to the Missouri game, the bragging rights game, you started to see some problems.
Some air was leaking out of the tires.
Air, you know, the wheels hadn't completely fallen off the wagon, but they were pretty wobbly. And they're pretty wobbly now, and they may have actually lost one wheel. They really don't play with confidence. They don't look confident. The other night against Northwestern, they just looked awful.
Well, they've lost three games in a row now in the Big Ten, two of them at home.
Yeah.
And they've gotten blown out in all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a frustrating thing for Coach Gross. I know he had such high hopes. And I was
they
just wondering.
They can still turn it around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was wondering, in his thinking, you know, getting off to the start like they did, was that really the best thing for this team? I don't know. Because a lot of times, you know, you run into the Big Ten Conference and you run into a different style of basketball.
Well, we talked about it when they were whatever they were, 10-0, 11-0, you know. They had beat Gonzaga on the road. They've got some quality wins, but we sat here on Sports Saturday and wondered, boy, when they get into the Big Ten season, do they have the size to compete? We didn't know if they did. You look at the roster, it's just not there. They don't have that big, bruising guy. And in Big Ten play, when you rely on the three ball, and I love the style they play. Don't get me wrong. I love the style that Illinois is playing. Absolutely love it. But they need that one big guy that Myers Leonard type of kid.
Yes, they do.
They need that type of player.
And you know, and Coach Gross, this is his first year. He's obviously looking at this. He knows about this, and he'll probably make the various pursuits to remedy the situation for next year. But for this year, it could be a long Big Ten season for the Illini, unfortunately.
Because there's no easy games in the Big Ten this year. I mean, even the teams at the bottom of the league are tough. I mean, preseason, Illinois was one of the teams at the bottom of the league in terms of the preseason pick. So, I mean, they got off to such a good start. Expectations started to rise, and you just look – I just wonder, this group of kids, there's something about – some guys, some teams just have certain flaws that no matter how much you practice, no matter how much you work, they're just there and you can't fix them. And for whatever reason, to me, this team, Brandon Paul in particular – they're loose with the basketball, and they don't compete consistently.
Right. Tim, we talk about it in Major League Baseball, where you build a team for the regular season or for the grind of the season and get into the postseason. This is a regular season team and not a grinder team.
Yeah.
You know, this team just doesn't grind it out. They just don't have the ability to do that. And in Big Ten play, that's all you're going to do.
That's right.
You're going to grind. You're going to be, you know, that's why the Wisconsins and that's why the Ohio States, you know, do well. And Tubby Smith at Minnesota now. And even Bill Carmody at Northwestern. Look what Northwestern's done. I mean, that's great for Northwestern.
And Illinois has had a lot of problems with Northwestern in recent years.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like forever since they beat them. I mean, it really does.
Yeah,
I can't think off the top of my head the last time they beat them.
Well, and you know, once the team starts playing early in the season, all the games are, you know, on TV someplace. Word gets out. You know, they know. You're not going to surprise anybody. Everybody that the Illini play know about the weakness of the Illini.
I really don't think it's going to end like it did last year for the Illini.
I don't either.
I think at some point they're going to find their stride again. They shot the ball so well the first, you know, 10, 12 games of the year. They have not shot the ball as consistently over the last couple of weeks. At some point, they're going to find it. And, you know, you were talking about the baseball analogy. It's like a lineup. If everybody's hot at once, and that's nice at the time.
Sure.
But eventually they're all going to cool off the same time.
That's
not so fun.
Yeah.
Everybody for Illinois was shooting the lights out of the basket. Now, they can't throw the ball in the ocean from the beach.
And another thing, Tim, I think defensively they've lacked some intensity.
Yeah.
obviously, they don't have size, so the rebounding is going to continue to be a problem. But, you know, they don't anticipate very well, to me. They just don't seem to be very intense when they're on defense. And, you know, defense can jumpstart your offense a lot of times.
Get those easy buckets.
They just don't do that. And times when they do it, they end up throwing the ball away. It's almost like the McCamey era again. You know, it's just an era where the ball just sails out of bounds. You're going, well, what was that about?
But, hey, at least we're not running motion.
That's true.
That's true.
That's right. Let's Kansas State have that. So
we want to thank Steve Moore, TJ Wilson, and Kevin Gray for a few minutes of the time this morning on Sports Saturday. We will have live coverage from the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament at 6:20 tonight. The girls' title game tips at 6:30, Southwestern and Gillespie. The boys' championship will follow at 8, North Mac and Staunton. Going to be a lot of fun tonight, and we'll be streaming it all online at WSMIRadio.com. We are out of time. For Tobin Ott, Terry Tote, I'm Tim Mai. Sports Saturday is done here on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville.